From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Israeli police say a truck rammed into a group of soldiers Sunday in Jerusalem, killing four of them, all in their 20s. Officials say 15 soldiers were wounded in the attack, including two who were critically injured. Speaking at the scene of the attack, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attacker has been identified, and according to all the signs, he was a supporter of the Islamic State. He said Israel has blockaded Jabal Muqabar, the East Jerusalem neighborhood where the truck driver lived. He went on to say, I send my condolences to the family and also, of course, my best wishes to the wounded. We will overcome this terror just as we overcame other attacks, and there is a list of actions that I will not detail here now that we will need to take in order to ensure that these incidents will not repeat themselves and that we can deal with them when they do. The suspect in the deadly shooting at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with what is called an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago is an Iraq War veteran, accused of killing five people and wounding six others.
Indications are that he came here to carry out this horrific attack. We have not identified any triggers that would have caused this attack. But again, it's very early in the investigation, and we're pursuing all angles and what prompted him to carry out such a horrific attack.
George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation. The airport did shut down after Friday's attack and gradually reopened Saturday with reports of security delays. This is VOA News.